This is WSKG News. Campus police are required by state and federal mandates to report crime statistics. Veronica Volk reports that they're getting some help to automate the process.
Usually I just drive around and, you know, check the different parking lots.
Dennis Price is a police officer at the college at Brockport. They're one of 28 SUNY schools that have New York State University police on campus. Today, Price is working the day shift, which is a change for him.
More of it's like community-based services during the day. You know, we'll have small motor vehicle accidents, or we take more reports on day shift.
Most of your typical campus crimes are committed at night. Price says people don't notice things like larceny and vandalism until the sun comes up. Then it's time to report. When colleges catalog information about crimes reported on campus, they're not just doing it for their own records. Robert Keough is the chief of SUNY Brockport Police.
Every year, it seems, the federal government, and times the state government, develop certain mandates in addition to what we already do in terms of our processes, procedures, and reporting requirements.
The process of recording crime stats for national review was first introduced through the CLEARY Act, also known as the Gene Cleary Disclosure of Campus Security, Police, and Campus Crime Statistics Act in 1990. Basically, colleges that participate in financial aid have to keep crime stats, issue timely warnings to students about crimes, and put out one national report a year around October. Keough says this bookkeeping administrative stuff can be time-consuming. But these days, SUNY schools have a little help.
We've just recently purchased a new criminal records software system that was designed for the express purpose of helping colleges and universities, not just SUNY, but all colleges and universities, to comply with the requirements of the CLEARY Act. So we do our best to automate the process to the greatest extent possible so that the chance for human error is minimized.
The software system is called Impact, and it was designed by Dennis Labriola.
So that we can track the bad guys.
Labriola was first approached by law enforcement to make a records management system back in the 80s. Since then, Impact has expanded to all different kinds of law enforcement offices.
In the last 3 years, we've done a lot with the SUNYs. Campus police being a real important aspect of what we do. When we send our kids to college, we want to make sure that they're going to be safe, and we want to make sure that that we provide the tools.
Labriola says his software has some key features that help colleges record and report mandated stats quickly and accurately. He says, as a father of two college-age daughters, this is especially important to him.
And it's a way that us as parents can, I guess, decide which college we want our kids to go to. And it gives us kind of a rating as to which ones are safe and which ones are not quite as safe.
But Impact isn't limited to recording crime stats. Labriola says it could also help with crime prevention by identifying problem areas on campus, and also help SUNY campuses share information with surrounding towns and villages more efficiently. In Rochester, I'm Veronica Volk for WSKG News.